Shalom Rocha, Boisla, Bez Hashem. We begin a new perek, a new topic, Shah Tavuna. The gate of understanding, as the Chavetz Chaim calls it here, perek Aleph. The topic of discussion is tricks that the Chavetz Chaim is going to be teaching us of how to overpower the Yetzirah. Tricks and different methods and approaches of being able to recognize how the Yetzirah comes to attack us, and how we can be successful in overpowering the Yetzirah. And this is the same thing that we see in any field in the world. Whether it's a carpenter who has a difficulty with putting the wood together in a certain corner, and he has to figure out how it's going to work. Or whether it's in sports, and the pitcher has to figure out how to be successful against the batter, or vice versa, or whatever. If it's in a battle, Rachman Litzlan, in the real deal battles of wars, and they have to know how to overpower their enemy. They spend time and they study the topic of the opposing enemy, or whatever the difficulty might be. And over the course of time, it's possible to be successful, of course, in our case, in discussion here with Siyat Deshmai and help from Hashem. Says the Chavetz Chaim. Gemara tells us in Chulin Daf Peites Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok. The great Rabbi Yitzchok says, what does it mean in the Pasuk in Tehillim? Ha'umnom Eilim Tzedek Teberun. Ma'umnosoy Shel Odom Ba'ilom Azeh. What is a person's umnos? His profession, his craft, his job here in this world. This is the question that Rabbi Yitzchak asks. And he says, the Gemara tells us, a person should make himself an umnum, an elim. He should make himself like a mute, that he can't speak. Now, when was the last time someone said, like, what would you like to go into when you grow up? What kind of profession, or what do you do now? So you want to tell the person that you want to grow up to be someone who can't speak? That doesn't make any sense. What does this mean over here? Explains the Chavetz Chaim. This that the Gemara tells us, Ma'unosa shel Odom ba'ilam azeh. What is a person's job here in this world? Yosim atzma ki'ilim. He should make himself like he's a mute, that he's not able to speak. Ma'ashikina kosov lazeh b'shem umnus. This, says the Chavetz Chaim, that the Gemara uses the term as an umnus, that a person's job is that he can't speak. It's a craft. It's a profession. It's coming to teach us a few different points over here. What's the first point it's coming to teach us? Ki yaduahu shim yirtzu odom sheinenu umun lasois is a kli. It gives a mashal. And the mashal applies to me very well. I'll tell you why. His mashal is, let's say a person who wants to make something. He wants to build something. So I'll give you an example. Let's say I'd like to build a shtender. So I could put a nice, tall shtender with a drawer, a shelf, in my dining room. So this way, I could have a place to put Sfarim right near my Shabbos table. And in my mind, I see the shtender, nice mahogany wood, nice and tall. I can lean on it with my elbow, if need be, by opening the drawer. However, lemaisa, physically, I can't really build a shtender. I just don't have that talent. I just can't do it. Says the Chavetz Chaim. Ki yaduhu shim yirtzu odom she'enenu umun la'asa is ezekli. That if there's a person who is not a professional and he wants to make some type of kli, listen, in this our example, we gave a shtender as an example. Av shebishvilu mitzayi benokal o'ifin asiyosai b'chol nyonav. In his mind, it's very easy for him to picture it all out and lay out all the steps and see the finished product. However, at the end of the day, to actually make it, that's very difficult. And the reason is because, he says over here, he doesn't have experience. His hands aren't trained to do the actual work. However, a person who has this skill, and he's been doing this for many years, he has what's called experience. He has experience. He's been doing this ever since he's a child. this person, it's not going to be difficult for him to make that shtender, or whatever example, mashal, you want to make. Kein hu b'midas ha-shtika, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's the same thing by shtika. If a person says he wants to be quiet, it's not going to work so easily. Even though a person who has seichel, has das, realizes that it's a very good midah to be quiet. You save yourself a lot of problems by not saying the wrong thing. That a person protects himself from all those dibur masurim, the forbidden speech. Because why? Because he's able to guard his mouth and not talk when he shouldn't. And if he doesn't, and if he speaks when he's not supposed to, unfortunately, we have many examples of experience of the problems that we've caused ourselves. We can just think of our own lifestyle. I'm talking about myself now. Sometimes you say something, you didn't mean it to say like that, and the person took it the wrong way. And if I just would have kept my mouth closed, it would have been so much better. However, a person he decides he's going to use this midah of shtika, of silence, when it comes to a situation because the Torah says don't say that which is aser. Says the Chafetz Chaim, he's not going to be successful. Most probably, on a regular basis, this person will not be successful. Because he's not trained in it. He's not a profession. He's not a professional. In fact, the opposite is true. What have we trained ourselves? We have trained ourselves ever since we're little children and we learn how to talk, to say whatever we want. And therefore, a person says the Chafetz Chaim, the Eitz against the Yetzer is as follows. Listen to this very carefully. To train yourself not to talk even when you're allowed to talk. And then when it comes to a situation where it might be Aser, or it definitely is Aser, you'll be able to be victorious over the Yetzer. And let's give it a practical application to this Lemaisa. Try to train yourself. You know you're going someplace, and it's a social gathering. And of course, be polite and cordial and greet people, say hello. But maybe try to train yourself for 30 seconds. When you want to say something, hold yourself back. Hold yourself back for 30 seconds and build yourself up. The same way we do in the physical exercise, when you take the weights and you start with 30 pounds and you want to go to 35 pounds and you go to 40 and then before you know it, you're at 100 pounds. But you can't start at 100 pounds. So a person who starts slow increments. If you think 30 seconds you can do that, start at a minute. And you train yourself, you're margil, you're accustom yourself to be this professional. Before you know it, you'll be able to build that shtender in the physical sense, not just in your mind. So too over here, build yourself up, strengthen yourself. Make yourself like a mute. This should be your profession, not just when it's aser, because then at that point in time, a person's not accustomed to keeping his mouth closed. But rather, throughout a person's day, try to tell yourself, you know what, I'm not going to talk right now. It might be 30 seconds, but you're training yourself to be in control of your speech. And daven to Hashem for Hatzlacha, and we should all see the Shemaya.